As we're discussing the question of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, the machlokas between the Reino Ephraim and other Rishonim, whether it applies to Shari Surim or only to Basa B'cholav, the Tosas on Daf Kuf, the Tosas begins on Kuf Amud Aleph, goes over to Kuf Amud Beis, the Dua Maschil is B'shekod and Silko. That's an important Tosas, which we'll refer to a few times in this discussion. But that's where Rabbi Ephraim Shita is presented. And Rabbi Ephraim says that it's only Chaticha Nazavela, something which is relevant only to Bas V'Cholah. We gave a logical reason for it last time, explaining that Bas V'Cholah fundamentally is each item is by itself mutter, and therefore, by definition, when it's only the mixture becomes Osir, so then, you know, it's like a brand new entity, so to speak, as opposed to other items, let's say by Shari Surim, by other Isurim. So then perhaps you can say that once something becomes also, but if, you know, you can isolate the piece, so to speak, we'll talk about that today. Maybe you can, you know, you can say that it wouldn't apply to Shari Surim, just to Bas V'Cholav. And that's why Bas V'Cholav, you have to assess it against the whole piece because it's a brand new entity. That was his logic. Where something else, it was Isser and Heter. So, I'm going to find the right words. But okay, we spoke this out. We spoke this out last time in the Sheet of Rav Chaim and Atosis. And then we mentioned the other way, the Svara the other way, was based on something that the Ra'or says in the Berak HaBayis, in the 37, source 37, in this packet, by Zdal Shar Aleph, the brother, he proposed the other way, that maybe Roy Lomar, Yosef Roy Lomar, Bishari Suchatichas Nevela, Mishal Bas V'Cholav. He says the other way, a very unique Shita. But even though we don't accept that, but the Svara is that by Shari Surim, so once something becomes Usur, so that's it. You can't go back and forth, right? This was Mutter, and now it became Usur. So then, okay, Roy Lomar, Shekvar Nesar, Reina Chozel Hetero. But by Bas V'Cholav, it was only the fact, the combination was a problem. So if you can quote unquote uncombine it, then it go back to Tzeta. So we don't explain, we don't paskin that way. But nonetheless, it may be the Svara for the other side. I just want to finish up we said very quickly at the end, but we look at 39, we're going to finish up this packet today anyway, and then we'll start the next one. It's all related, really. One thing we said, Tosin Chulin mentioned on Daf Kuf Chesam Bey, is Divasa Amai Mutter, that even those who disagree with the Rabbeinu Ephraim, let's say Rabbeinu Tam and others who disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim, hold that Chaticha Nasas Nevela applies not only by Bas V'Cholav, but by Shari Surim as well. That may be on a Darabonan level. It's kind of a middle sheet, so to speak. It's right? Midorais, you only need it because it could be that Rabbeinu Tam would agree that fundamentally Rabbeinu Tam could agree that Rabbeinu Ephraim is right, for the reasons he explained, that Chaticha Nasas Nevela is unique din to Bas V'Cholav. But Darabonan were machmir. It also looks like that from the Ran on the Rif in Chulin Mem Gimel Beis in the page of the Rif, Dil Masal Garcin on 40. Shegzeres HaKosov Kachu, Shekol Bosin is Bas V'Cholav, Nasa Isser Machmas Atzmo. Right, again, that's the whole idea. Bas V'Cholav, it becomes a new Isser. Okay, it's not a Sibalua, it's Isser Machmas Atzmo. He's on that side, which we discussed a few times. But Filu Ahoya Efshal Lischot HaKolav Shebo, Usur, even if you could quote unquote squeeze out the milk, and I say the milk, it's too late because the whole piece, right, that became a new entity called Bas V'Cholav. It's like by Shari Surim, you have a piece of Basar and a flavor of Nevela, so it's not a new entity, it's Basar with Nevela flavor in it. But by Bas V'Cholav, it's a new entity called Bas V'Cholav. So even if you get rid of the milk, it's too late, right? The whole thing becomes Usur. Okay. Kevin Shisur, Machmas Atzmo, She Tzok Shishim, B'Sheina Minu, She Asur Kolachatirus Kulam. Right, and then he says, "Kain min hadin b'kevan shabas." Sorry, second last line there that I printed in 40. B'kevan shabas v'cholav who came min hadin hishru chachamim. Notice the word hishru chachamim. The chachamim, the Chazal Rabbanan, hishru chachamim kol ha'isurim l'bas v'cholav b'divrayim. Kol shnitz aver derech bishul and so on and so forth. Bas v'cholav and so on. So he says again, hishru chachamim. It's bas. It's chaticha masavela b'drabbanan by shar isurim. Also, the Ran later in the Rif, on Mem Dalam and Aleph, is a Dibba Masnal, Miyom Arav, so on the part of Mem Dalam and Beis, he also says in 41, he says, Mishari Surin, right, Eno Elam Adivrayim, Sharoy Lahashos, Osan Abbas V'Cholav. We compare it to Bas V'Cholav. It's a kind of a low plug and so on. So that's the kind of it boils down to, if you will, three different shitas. Whether by Shari Surin, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, there's no Chatichan Azov by Shari Surin. According to the Rishon, there is, and in a kind of middle position, there's not the Baisa, but there isn't Rabbana. So let's look now in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet here in Siman Tzadi Beis. It's 42. Lo Amru Chatichan Azovela Ela Bebosar Becholav. Okay, so the Mechaber writes that we only say Chatichan Azovela by Bosar Becholav, Avalo Bishari Surin. Again, like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Kigon, Kazayas Chalev. Because it's not chalav, it's chalav. Because I is chalav. Shenivla bechaticha, ve'ein bo shish levato v'nesra. Right, v'acharkach. Now you mix this piece of meat which has chalav in it, chalav flavor in it. You mix it with another tarovis. V'acharkach bishul mecheres. Ein tzarach shishim ela can. Ein tzarach ela shishim kenegit kizayis chalav. Okay. Now you only need shishim against that original kizayis chalav, because we don't assume the whole piece now becomes also, and therefore you'd have to measure against the whole piece. You only have to measure against that original bit of chalav that fell in. It may not have been enough to move out to that piece, but once it's in a second tarobus with plenty of other stuff, so the other stuff overpowers it, and that's the din. We don't say chatichan azavela. You just need shishim against that original kizayis chalav. So says the Mechaber. Be'oz, and now he adds something, which is going to be what we're discussing a little bit. Be'oz, afilu chaticha atzma chazeres lios muteris. The Mechaber adds over here, once you say that, once it's in a second tarovas, then that original piece of meat, since we don't say chaticha nasa zavela, so now that it fell into a second tarovas, not that you can put it on purpose, aim about melissa chatila, but once it fell into that second tarovas, now that, The piece of chalev is bottled by the shishim that you have in the whole pot, and that original piece becomes mutter too. That's what Mechaber says here. That's the concept of efshel esocht or mutter, because in effect we're isolating that piece of chalev alone that fell in, and it's being obliterated by the shishim in the rest of the pot against that piece of chalev, and therefore that piece of chalev is bottled, including now that that piece of meat upon which it was originally absorbed into becomes mutter as well. Okay, hold that thought. That's what I'll look at shortly. Just to look quickly at the Ramo, we'll come back. Ramo makes a number of interesting comments here. He says, one second. One, first of all, he says many disagree with the premise. And they said by Shari Surim, we also have Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's the widespread meaning, and we don't change it. But he does limit it. That's only if the iser becomes attached, organically attached, so to speak, it becomes part of the chaticha seter. We'll talk about it. Iser dovok. Oh, shechaticha kula chutz rotev and afal ala iser. Or going back to that machlokas, part of the whole piece was outside, was above the waterline, was outside the gravy. Okay, and afal ala iser. Then we'll say chaticha nazrela. Avol miktas chaticha barotev. Miksa chaticha is inside the gravy. Ve'ena iser dovek bo. Lo lomer in chaticha nazvela mitzarev kol hakeder levatela iser. But he writes in the kol mokum yeshul hachmeleser osa chaticha. He disagrees with that kula of the mechaber as well. The mechaber said that by shari surim, once there was a second tarovis and there's enough in that second pot to be shishim against the original chalev, then the original piece upon which the chalev fell the first time, that becomes mutter too, and that the Ramo doesn't like either. He says, "Mikol malkum yesh lahachmer lesser osa chaticha," and then he adds again, "V'cholzeh b'shari suma b'bas v'cholav afal b'shein asir dovuk b'bas v'cholav." None of this matters, even if it's not attached. We'll talk about what the means of dovuk. Umitkas chaticha tocha rotev, even if part of the chaticha was in the rotev. Amina chaticha nas nevela. Okay, then we say chaticha nas nevela again. We'll see what the have to say about it. And then he says, Yeshomim de la Armini Chatech Mazvela in the Sar of Isolach Behetelach. Right? If it's just a soup, a little bit of meat soup spills into trafe soup spills into meat soup, and so on and so forth, or Bas V'Cholav here. Okay, a little bit of milk spills into a pot of soup. Then we don't say Behet Melach. We don't say it. Acharka Nazava Kol Behetelach. If afterwards it all became absorbed into another big pot. V'ein Tzvicham Rakshishim Negel Isa Shanofal. Told by that too. V'eish Lismach Hazeb Shari Sum. Again, we can rely on that by Shari Sum. Let's Arachem Sigdol. V'lo Bas V'cholop. V'nisar V'yovish B'yovish. L'omina M'shum Isir Chatech Anas Nevela. If it was just two pieces that fell on top of each other but never became absorbed at all, it's Yovish B'yovish, then for sure it's Mutter. Okay? And then he adds also, Kli Hanesar M'blias Isir. If a Kli became trafe through being Bolea Isir, You only need shishim, not against the whole pot. Rabbi shishim rak neged ha'isa shabola. So we'll talk about all these things in detail. But in any event, the let's look now a little bit at the mechaber began by saying lo amarin chaticha as was nas nevela ella bebos mechala. That's the first point of the mechaber in 42. Again, simin sarabei sif dalet. That's the first thing the mechaber says. He paskens like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, that we only say chaticha nasavela by bas b'chalav and not by shari. So comes the Taz, it's in Kotan Taz 43, elam as well, hatam, just like we said before, the reason, mishum d'chol chad ban peinav shari, by bas b'chalav, each item by itself is mutter. V'chisnu ba'adadi osir, hilchach ha'boser nasa iser. Okay, the whole piece of meat becomes also, v'lokim ochal chatziz ayis mosul chatziz ha'michalav. Right, each piece is, you're going to need shishim, right? In order to mevatel it, let's spell it out logically. In order to be mevatel it, you need shishim, right? Shishim against what? Shishim against what? So when it comes to basar chalav, well, it's got to be shishim against basar chalav. What is basar chalav? The whole thing. Okay, it's not going to be shishim against the milk, only the milk that's spilled in or the meat that's spilled in, not only against that, because it's already, quote-unquote, as we've used the term before, infected the whole piece. So it's got to be shishim against the whole piece. All right, haboser nasa isvel. Okay, and therefore, vi chatziz ayis haboser chatziz as mecholov. I only had half a kazayis of the piece of meat, and half a kazayis mecholov. But I had a kazayis of this new entity called bos mecholov. The chach tzarch shishim rotul lata kolachaticha shavul achtipas cholov. Can't cause a tosis. That's the tosis. He's referring to that tosis that I mentioned before. It was that tosis on 39 kuf ches on the base, and it spelled out the whole tosis. But that's the sora behind it, right? Because you need shishim. Shishim against what? Can't say shishim against just that drop of milk that fell on it, because the whole piece of meat, it's now a new unit called bas b'chalav. What's bas b'chalav? The whole thing's bas b'chalav, right? Not just that droplet of milk is not the only thing that's bas b'chalav. And therefore, you need it against the whole thing. Ubir divrayim, kevan de bas b'chalav ein shom iser nikar ela achara tarobas. You don't have any iser other than until after there's a mixture. Al kain, kol ha-tarobas, have a gufa iser. I'm just showing you this Taz. He spells it out very clearly, right? Shazel is on the Torah. Okay, now, Eruv Bosa B'cholav. It's a mixture of Bosa B'cholav. Hashem came to Shardover, Shu Osmuth Ne'atzbo, but also was on the Torah, Ela Shekanis Arab Mela, Ela Isa Doraisa, Ein Shach with the Chadich Azon Rela, can't cause my admission. That's the Taz. And the Shach says it more or less the same way in Sukkot and Yud. Okay, lo omer chaticha aras atzma nasavela el bos v'cholav atam kazu aposkim shum de bos v'cholav kol achad v'anpei nafshi shari v'chis v'adar de adadi aser hilchach aposa atzma nasas isu mashen can be shari serim. Okay, when you have chazer fat mixed up with other meat, you don't have now a new entity called meat with chazer. What you have is the same old piece of meat with chazer fat. Okay, but it's not a new entity. Here it's not, when your milk spills in meat, it's not meat with some milk in it. It's a new entity called bas b'chalav. Okay, we've said it enough times, and it's pretty clear. Okay, now the second point, though, that the mechaber is the mechadish, the end of the second line there in Sif Dalet, back in 42, is that if you have in the second tarovas, right? Let's look at the case, right? Avol bas b'chalav, avol b'shar kigon kezayis chaylev. End of the first line. Kezayis chaylev shenivel b'chaticha ve'ein bo shishim levatlo v'nesa. You only need the shishim against the original chaylev. Again, it's a shari surim. And then the mechaber adds, and once you have that, you've isolated that chaylev. It's been overpowered by shishim in the second mixture. In the first mixture, it was just a chaylev with this one piece of meat. So you didn't have shishim in the meat against the chaylev. Now the piece of meat is also. But now that you cooked it, the second tarovas, again, you can't do it on purpose. But somehow that piece of meat got cooked in the second tarovas, which has many more pieces of meat. So it's much more than shishim against that little bit of chaylev that first fell in. So now you have a din that it's bottle, right? That chela is not going to answer the whole pot. Not that chela is not going to answer the whole pot, but that original piece now becomes mutter. And that is basically the idea of efshel sochto mutter. That's what the Taz points out, important Taz in 45. He points out Simkot and Yud. Nira de ken kosav v'mashar kosav tor de lo aminan efshel sochto osur b'shari surim. Okay? Now, I do want to point out, we're going to talk about it shortly, but, Efshel Sochto and Chaticha Nas Nevela, sometimes it's used interchangeable, but it's not exactly the same thing. Okay, and we'll talk about it, but for right now, I'm going to say it a couple times, but I want to make it clear. Obviously, Chaticha Nas Nevela is predicated on Efshel Sochto Osir. Okay, but as we'll see, they don't necessarily always have to go hand in hand. And here we're saying, huh?
Do we even have to say that it's predicated on Efshel Sokto Aser? The way I understand it is that Efshel Sokto Aser and Tanisikon Aser Zemela are sort of two sides of the same coin, one of which is referring to the ability, like, if we say this is so, that they combine together,
yeah,
to create a new entity, then that has two nafkamina. One nafkamina is that even if you suck the milk, it won't become usher, it won't become usher, okay, because it became a new entity. And the second nafkamina is you have to mishar connected to low. That's the
right. So we'll see. We're going to see. I mean, you're right. Okay, well, let's see. Let's see. But what the Taz here is saying, it seems to be saying, what the Taz seems to be understanding the Mechaber, he says that since we're saying there's no, he seemed to link them. He says, since Chaticha, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, therefore, Lo Amrinan Efshel Sokta Osir, by Shari Surim either. Right? But you're right, we don't have to say them together. But let's see. Memela Efshel Sokta Mutter, by Chaticha Atzum Teres. The only, okay, but you're not wrong. Let's see. Okay, let's go through it. The Taz is simply saying that this is based on the idea that Efshel Sokta Osir, okay, I just want to mute for a moment because it's background noise. But thanks. But anyway, that's what the Taz writes, right? We don't say Efshel Sokto Aser Bashari Surim, and therefore Efshel Sokto Mutar. So now this whole piece can now once again become Mutar Chatichat Mutaris. However, as the Taz, but Ayin Lekamen, we'll see a little later. Simon Kuvav Sivad of Kosev Lehefet Lizebehu Ames. However, the Mechaber himself seems to say differently in Hukos Taruvas. And this is here in Simon Sadi Beis. He tells you that later on. In Simon Kuvov, he says the other way. He said that piece remains usher, okay, which implies it is not necessarily an equation. Even though we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Tzurim, but we will still say Efshel Sokto Aser. So we'll see about that shortly in this, a little later in the next group of sources. But just to resolve the stira, a little bit of a stira, because here he says that Chaticha Atzonat Choseres Leos Muteris, and the Taz points out it doesn't say that over there. So just to give you a preview, the Baragola over there says simply Mechaber changed his mind. Okay, the Baragola, we don't have the Baragola in the computer on the sheet. The Baragola there in Simon Kuvav just says that Mechaber changed his mind from what he wrote over here. The Baragola usually doesn't say much other than tell you Amar Mokum. Right, the usual Baragola, Moshe Rifkis, was the Elter Zeta of the Vilna Gaon. So the Baragola writes, usually tells you when a line appears in the Mechaber, the Ramah, he tells you where he got it from. It's a Tatosis. It's a Gemara over here. It's a Rambam. It's a Ravudram. It's this. Whatever it is, it comes from, he tells you where it comes from in the Rishonim. But once in a while, he pipes up with a comment, and that's what he says over here. He's aware of the Stira. And if he says he changed his mind, okay? And he says what the Taz over here says, he doesn't say what prompted the change, but again, it says over there that the Chaticha Atzma remains Asura, even though we don't say Chaticha Nazel B'Shari Surin, and we still say Efshel Sokto is Aser, and he says that's the truth. The Shach here in Sukkot in Yeralim 46 presents it as a formally, more formally as a kasher, right? In Sukkot in Yeralim. Tema lekamer yisim kufav kasta chadicha as mometis bisura v'misha isa shava nesisha shaba enu niflat men legamer v'harav v'hagor sham haven shem divrei dvarim sosim zeze. All right, and he says what he thinks kadei shava. He gives a different thing. He gives a teretz to resolve this too. The Masha Kosov Khan. So long as Shakosov Mikoran Gabbos Chalav, the Afta wrote to Mutter, Beshishim, Mikom Mokom, Achaticha, Bisur Medithim, Hoysa, really Skabe, the Aina Makira, then Aina Matela Be'elef. Okay. The Kamashron, the Ain came to Sharisum at the bottom row. Kisha Aina Makira. The Shach wants to say the two plays are torn two different situations. Okay, he says over here, the Mechaber says that it can become mutter. We're talking about where you can't identify the issur, and therefore it's going to be, regular bittul. Okay, and there's no chaticho l'skabed because it's an issur balua. That's what he says. And Simon Kuvav, it's efshel hakir, and you can recognize it. And therefore, the chatich itself is also. That's the terence that he gives. In other words, he says, "Kamashon ain't kamsharis ma'abo bottom barov kisha ain amakira." Came in the isum ain isum machmas atzmo. Okay, come on, Rishon Kufala. But oz afilu chatich atzmo chazeres lizmutaris umutalech alkolim. So he says the circumstances are different in each of the two cases. that here it's someone you can identify it or you can't identify it. That's the teretz that the Shach gives over here. I didn't print it, but the placey here says that the chaticha here is talking about whether we're dealing with an absorbed flavor of the rice or the rabbanon. Okay, he says that. One second, I'll jot it down here. The place here says the chaticha absorbed. Yeah, I think it's an iser min b'sheino mino. So it's only drabbanon. Is that what it was? So we can make all that if shosok lamuter. But later on, he was talking about what it was an iser flavored d'oraisa. I'm sorry, fakert. Yeah, backwards. Okay, the place he says that over here, the iser it was a min. It absorbed the min for that's it's oso min mino. Okay, and that's the assumption is only drabbanon, and that's what can you make of that efshel soto is mutter. However, in Simkuvav, the absorbed flavor was enomino, and that's that meaning enomino means enomino means that there was in sinas tam. Okay, so there it's you know it's a different answer. That's how he answers. Okay, one ha'ara. All right. One more ha'ara on this before we go. Well, we'll go into the detail about that shortly. One other important ha'ara in that same Tosis, Kufam and Aleph, going over to Kufam and Beis, which are cut on Basilko. Okay, Tosis makes a point. So again, just to summarize, because, you know, almost everybody agrees, leaving that ra'a out, okay, that there is, to summarize up to this point, but I want to read the last two sources momentarily, a little bit of a longish explanation or something. But just to clarify, okay, just about everybody but that ra'o, and maybe there's some other sheet, but not too many. We accept chadicha masavela by bos v'cholov, and as a machlokas, we accept it by shari surminat. Okay, and again, so let's spell out an afkamina. All right, and we'll see this afkamina a little bit later also today. It's let's say a little bit of nevela meat or chazir fat or something like that, or chalev falls into a pot of vegetables that's being cooked. Okay, now it's not shishim. So then we're going to say, okay, there's not shishim, the vegetables and we also. Okay, the vegetables and we also, because not shishim against the nevela, and then tam kikar and so on, the flavor impacts, and that's it. Now, what happened? Then these vegetables got mixed into another pot of food. All right. So how much of the other food do you need to be vatel? So would you need shishim against the original chazer or the original nevela or the original chela that fell in? Or would you need against the entire group of vegetables that fell in? In other words, is there chanin and chatech and nevela by vegetables? When Shari said vegetables and nevela, vegetables and chela. When Ephraim says no, and he said again, because we said before, that bas mechalav is only a problem when it becomes mixed together. So what chatech and nevela means that when we're trying to figure out what is usher, okay, when it comes to bas mechalav, they're both usher. When it comes to bas mechalav, both are usher. Right, so therefore, because neither of them by itself was also, it's only a mixture, it's also. Therefore, you need against everything, against both the basar and the chalav, the whole tarovas. However, by shari surim, like I said before, by shari surim, when I have nevela or chazer fat or something like that, and it falls into a pot of vegetables, I know what's also, the vegetables are not also. Okay, I know what's also. All right, the vegetables are mutter. So therefore, you only need shishim against what you know is also. By basar chalav, the whole thing is also. That's what we said before, it's a new entity. So that's why chaticha not available by bas v'chol according to Ben Ephraim, but not by shari surim, because we know what's also in this mixture. It's not the potatoes, it's not the carrots, it's not the vegetables, right? So therefore, we don't apply it. Okay. Anyway, it's been a time and others disagree. Anyway, that's the machlokas. All right. And then we had that middle position that Brother Ran, that maybe even Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishon don't agree completely. They just say it's a chomer d'rabbanan. Okay, it's sort of like a low plug with bas v'chalav. All right. The only thing is that if you look weiter in that Tosus on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, it would see. That's why I point that now. That Rekiv Eger makes this point. That's why I'm bringing it up. Rekiv Eger here and Simon Sadi Beis Siv Dalit from 48 on the Shach and Sukkot Yud Beis. Okay, I didn't read the Shach, but Rekiv Eger makes the point that he thinks you shouldn't really say that the machlok is only on. That again, some want to suggest, like the Ran, wants to suggest that Benatam ultimately agrees that there should be no chaticha nas nevela by what? By shari surim, just adrabbanan we're machmir. But it appeared to Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out from the rest of that Tosas. Can skip for a second to 48. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, "Lanias Daiti." Right again, the Shach. I didn't print the Shach. I should have printed it. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it. Okay, take a look at the Shach and Sivkot Nir Beis. Right, Lechula Alma Enam of Rabbanon. Right, that's what the Shach said. Everybody agrees that the application of Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, if indeed you do apply it by Shari Surim, which Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't, but if you do apply it by Shari Surim, it's only Din Rabbanon. Okay, that's the Shita of the Shach and many others. However, Rabbi Akiva Eiger adds that there was less of these sources.
Is it really the Shita of the Shach? I mean, he's quoting it b'shem the Augur.
Okay, you're right. I don't know. I don't know how the Shach. Right. But it's the Shita of many. Okay, but he writes, "Lanias daiti medivrei Tosus ma dehikshel v'natam b'klay midyan eichigilu hayor agdolam avur the sfilah dehuda raisa." Rabbi Natam, the Akiva Eiger points out, I don't buy it. Okay, I think that certainly some Rishonim will not accept that. Okay, and will say that. And you're right. I don't know what the Shach said. I don't know what the Shach quoted. You're right. Okay, but again, the round we saw, right? They're only darbana level, but he thinks it would appear from Tosus. No, he feels that by Shari Surim, Chaticha Nas Nevela exists by Shari Surim even on a Deraisa level. Okay, why? Where do you see that? Because you see that in the continuation of Tosas, he writes, Ulfi Pir, this is on a base part. The Tosas, again, starts on Kufam and Aleph, in Chulin, Bishakotam and Silko, but continues on Kufam and Beis. So this part that Akiva Eiger is referring to is on Kufam and Beis, 47. Ulfi Perush Rabbeinu Ephraim, Vada Nicha Mashativa Kosov Lahagil Clay Midyan. What's that all about? For those who don't know, just explain. In Parshas Matos, at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, the Torah describes the battle that was waged against the people of Midyan, and the Jewish people, the Bnei Yisrael, took the spoils of war, and including pots and pans and silverware and other type of stuff that the Midianites had used. Now the Midianites and Midianim had used these for their non-kosher foods. Actually, it's in that Parsha that the laws of Hagolas Kalim are presented a little bit in Parshas Tzav relating to Kodshim, but in terms of when you get Kalim from you acquire Kalim from a non-Jew, so the two things have to happen. You have to kasher them, right? If they can be kashered, and that could the goyim use them for whatever they have, bas v'cholov and shrimp and I don't know, nevela and whatever else, chazer, whatever else they ate. So now you have to kasher it. And also you have to do that's called Hagolas Kalim. Besides, they have to do Tfilas Kalim, Tavolim. It's a different discussion. We'll talk about that. That's a Jew's mom. But anyway, the point is that's called Hagolas. It's called Clay Midyan, the vessels, the silverware, the pots and pans, and so on, the utensils that belong to the people of Midyan. So the Hagola, again, not Hagola Wagon, but Hagola, right? Purging the flavor. So that's it comes from the dinner I learned out from those psukim. Okay? Now, what's the issue? All right. The issue, we know about kashering and kli. How does kashering and kli, we talked about this a little bit. How does kashering and kli work? Okay. I put the fork, whether it's bus with chalav or shay or whatever, fork that was used for chazer, now I want to kasher it. Okay. So I put it into a pot of water. All right. So then that, the heat pulls the bliya out. Okay. All right, but why won't the bliya pop back in? Okay, the bliya comes out, but it should go right back in. Right, it's in a hot bubbling water. So what good does it do? Right, to have a big fork, you put the fork in. The fork had absorbed chazer or nevela or whatever the issue was, bas v'chala, whatever it is. And now, good. So I put it in this boiling hot thing. So the boiling hot bubbling water removes the bliya. Right, the same way the bliya went in through the heat comes out through the heat also. Right, again, even scientifically, heat causes metal to expand. Right, so something comes out. Okay, the flavor comes out. Not exactly works. Halacha, it works. Okay, but want to come right to clear, we'll come right back. All right. So, if you remember, we discussed once before that there are two solutions to this problem. One, wait until the item that you're kashering is Eino Ben Yomo. Okay, with Eino Ben Yomo. Okay, after 24 hours, whatever tom there is going to become a tom pogrom. And the other thing is to make sure you have shishim of water against the kli, then whatever flavor comes out is immediately obliterated by the shishim in the water. Okay? So that's what Tosus there, that's what the Rishonim talk about. Okay? But, as Tosus says, now you can look, what happens when you have yore gedola, she'i efshala hagel beso kliacher? What if that which you want to kasher is so big, it's not going to fit into another pot. I mentioned this to you. Most time when they kasher kelim for Pesach, the shuls use these big, you know, caterers' vats, you know, these tubs that they cook the soup in. All right, so I got a kasher, my kiddush cup, and a force that fits in. But what if you want to kasher the biggest pot around? What if you want to kasher one of those pots? Nothing to put it into. Right, so how do you do that? That's the issue with Tosfos is dealing with. Okay, so he says, you have a huge pot, you can't be magad in something else. So it's such a big pot, you're not going to have in the water against the pot by definition. Right? It's such a big pot. If I'm just kashering a fork inside a big pot of water, good. So the water that's in the pot is more than 60 times the fork. But if this is the big pot, then what do you do? Okay. So
I was just b'metzias adavar. I was wondering if you have a pot with very thin walls, it happens to be a huge pot. L'chora, it should be possible to have it where
I guess you could concoct the cake. I guess thin walls. First, I'm not sure they had the thin pot. Like today's metal, you can have strong metal very thin. I just mean what titanium and something like that is very thin. It's in question. The assumption there was that it's a mathematical impossibility. There's the assumption to have shishim of water. Okay.
That assumption that's a mathematical impossibility is assuming that the thickness of the walls grows as the wall itself grows.
You're probably right. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Today you could have that, right?
Yeah, because I mean, it's also just if you take one pot and you make it, you make it bigger, the capacity increases faster than the surface area of the mathematically, right? The capacity of the pot would increase faster than the surface area of the
surface of the water pot.
Of the pot. Yeah, exactly. Meaning, well, granted, we're talking about walls that have thickness, not just surface area. But even so, the thickness stays the same. The capacity should be increasing faster than the amount of material used in the pot.
I hear you.
The assumption has to be that a bigger pot needs thicker walls.
That was the assumption, which I think was true. Okay, but yeah, you're right. Theoretically, you could come up again, especially today, because you can make it. I mean, the bigger pot needed thicker walls because the water, the concern is the firewood will melt it if it's too thin. Today, you're right. You could probably, it's an interesting horror. That requires, I have to ask somebody about that.
Is it also so clear that they were allowed to be magil the Yorah Gedolah from the Midyanim? Maybe they were only magil the smaller things.
Okay, but somebody should have said that. And Tosfos definitely assumed that it was okay. The Tosfos says again. The solution of Ben Yomo, you could say wait till it's not Ben Yomo. That's only Dorbanan. I mean, Ben Yomo is not acquired Doraisa. So Tosfos says basically what you do is. Your point, Aaron, is a very fascinating point. I want to ask someone about that. I want to see what Shafta someone says about that today. You can get metal, can you kasher even these huge pots? It's a good horror. But anyway, Tosfos basically says, he says, because that was clearly the assumption of Tosfos like that, right? That there's not shishim in the water. Therefore, so he says as follows, what was the proposal you do? So basically, you kasher it several times. You kasher it in stages, so to speak. Fill the pot with hot water, okay? And then some of the bleus will come out, and not all of them, but some of the bleus will go into the water. And indeed, some of them will return into the pot, in a chanami, okay? But not all of them, right? You dump it out, right? Since not all the bleus return to the pot. So you do it several times until eventually there's so little bleus, the takabi shishim. You hear the advice? You keep doing it until eventually, again, some of the bleas come out. Some of the bleas will go back in. So I get rid of that water, do it again. You have to kasher it in steps.
But we're relying on things like rov and not being choshe that, because theoretically, you could just be choshe that every single time all the bleas go back in.
Right, but by the rov is on. Yes, yeah, right. But the odds are not, okay? But good. That's a suggestion. But what Tosfos points out is that suggestion. I don't mind, but you're upside down. Okay. Anyway, Tosfos, but the point that's relevant to us in this discussion is that Tosfos says that this trick will only work according to Ben Ephraim, that there's no chaticha nasavela by Shari Surim. But according to the other Rishonim, once the blia from the walls comes out into the water, then all of that water becomes usur. And that goes back into the thing, not just the blias. So it's never going to accomplish it. Okay? So there's never going to be any decrease in the blias. You follow that? That's Tosa says. It only works according to Ben Ephraim. All right. So good. It only works according to Ben Ephraim. So I have to come up with a different teretz, which is not our issue now. Hagolas Kalim. But Rekibe Eger points out that's talk on a Doraisa level, right? That's Hagolas Kalim on a Doraisa level. Okay. And it wasn't talking about by Boss B'Cholov. Okay. It was talking about, and even though Tosas says this as a nafkamina within the machlokas of Ben Ephraim and the Shah and the other Rishonim, Ben Ephraim. This is a nafkamina on a Doraisa level. So that's what Tosas appears. That's what Rekibe Eger says. It appears from the Ran over there. The Ran wanted to argue that really fundamentally, Ben Tam the other Rishonim can agree. The Ben Ephraim there's no chaticha nazvela b'shari sum. Just the Rabbanim or Machmir. So Rekibe Eger points out. It seems to me that from this Tosas at least, it appears they held the machokis on a Doraisa level. Okay, just to say one last thing on this, which I don't have on the sheets. Yeah.
Does Rebbe have the Shiras Devora edition of the Torah?
I have it here, yeah.
Yeah, so in the base, but the Beis Yosef brings down this Agur that says that the Kalei Alma. Yeah, the one of the Shachbori, right? Yeah. Right, it says, Mikomakom in Lahakmir Bishkil, said the Kalei Alma Hakzvar, the Sirat of Akbar, the Sirat of Bela, Eno Elam Midirabah. So the Shiras Devora has a footnote here that says, Ayin Bekness is Gedola, but it goes Beis Yosef, Oslam Lekest, the Kalei Alma Lab Davka, El Rak Das Aran, King. Of all Shark was King over him.
That's what Rekibe Eger is saying. Okay, good. Who did you say it from? Who they say it from?
Knesset's Gedola goes. In general, these goes tend to just quote the Knesset's Gedola.
Yeah, Knesset's Gedola is before Rekibe Eger. Okay, I didn't see it. Okay, that's what Rekibe Eger is saying. It says Neil. I mean, the Ran said it. Rekibe Eger is a limited time. I showed you the Ran. But okay. One other
so this may be going even further than Rabbi Kibir. He's saying that this is Dafka Das Aran, it's only in Olam Derabanan. However, where it says like Shar Rishonim Habe Deraisa or something like that.
I hear Shar, it's only the Ran. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. So we'll see. We have to do research and figure out who holds
okay, one. Who's who. Yeah. Okay. One other Ha'ar I want to make before at least we're starting the next group of sources that luckily start today. But the on the side of the page, I imagine you have that in your editions. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear in the computer. Rabbi Yonason Eibeshitz, besides the place, he had a commentary called Mate Yehonason. I think it's printed in most standard editions, Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the page there. So the Mate Yehonason over here, in our Siman, right over here in Siman Sadi Beis Yevdalad, just explains a different approach to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Tam l'shitoso. Okay, so I just want to introduce it to you. It's a little involved, but it's not hard. Okay, he said again. The question is why Rabbeinu Ephraim had a very strong logical reason why Chaticha Nazrel should apply to Shari Surim. Should not apply to Shari Surim. Should apply only to Bosu B'Cholov, because by Shari Surim, again, we know what's Osir. So why should we say Chaticha Nazrel? It's not a new entity, and therefore, if we can later on Efshel Sotel later on isolate it, okay. Why shouldn't it become mutter? It's just a special din by Bosu B'Cholov because it's new created entity. Like that was basically Ben Ephraim Shita expressing Tosis there. And then what's the other Shita? So we had that interesting comment of Ra'oah, but the Mate Yehonason says differently. The Mate Yehonason says it's really Ben Tam l'shitoso because by Tam Kiker, okay, Ben Tam happens to Paskin as follows. Let's go to the case we had before. Let's say you had by Shari Surin. You had some nevela, some chazafat or something like that, or some chaleb, fell into a pot of vegetables, okay? And you ate a kezias of those vegetables. When Tom says, that's usur, and he says you get malchus. That's his shita by Tom Kiker. Even though you for sure, only a kezias of chaleb or only a kezias nevela fell into that pot of vegetables. You ate only a kezias of vegetables. So you didn't eat a kezias. Right, you ate a kezias of vegetables. You didn't eat a kezias of the nevela, okay? So basically, Rabbi Tam holds that what Tom Kiker means is that if the ratio is acceptable or in fact the wrong ratio, right? He says nepach haheter lios tiser, that the whole thing becomes osur. In other words, in a certain sense, that the tom of the flavor of the nevela, the chazer, or the whatever the chelev that fell into this pot of vegetables makes all the vegetables becoming like nevela. Okay, we don't say that the vegetables are mutter and inside there's some forbidden flavor that's osur, but rather that the tom of the nevela, chazer, whatever changes the vegetables and it makes it osur as well. Nepach aheter lios kisser. So basically, that the Ratam in effects rejects what Rabbi Ephraim said, that that's a chiddush by Bas Mechalov. He said it. Rabbi Ephraim said it's a chiddush by Bas Mechalov. It's a new entity. Rabbi Ratam holds l'shitoso by Tom Kiker is that it's also by Shari Sorm. It's a new entity. It's a new entity. Okay, and that's why eating just a kezias of those vegetables, which are impacted by the taste, even though you don't eat a kezias of iser. It's nepach ha'etel lios iser. So it's the same svara that we had by that Rabbi Ephraim applies to Bas Mechalov. Rabbi Natan l'shitaso applies to other yisurim as well. Okay, so that's just
how exactly is this l'shitaso?
Because he holds that if you have a kezias of chelev or nevela, whatever, falls into a pot of vegetables, and right a big pot of vegetables, and there's no shishim. Okay, and now I eat just a kezias of vegetables. I'm loker. What do you mean? I didn't eat a kezias of chelev.
So the l'shitaso is just that he holds tanam b'sharis from the rice.
In effect, but that's because that's his understanding of Tom Kiker.
Oh, I mean, he understands that Tom Kiker means chanam.
That but his lashon is nepach ha'heter lios iser. In effect, it becomes chanam. In effect, but why? For the same logic that the Rabbi Ephraim says chanam by Bas Mechalov, that it's a new entity. Rabbi Natam says by Shari Sum is also a new entity. Mele, it's the same din. That's what Matthew Elson said. Take a look.
I mean, that's the explanation of nepach is that to me, when I hear that, that's simply what chanam means for the most part. Like that's how
in effect he doesn't use the terminology, but that's the Matthew Elson is drawing the equation. He's saying yes. Take a look what he said. That's exactly what he's saying. He's drawing that equation. He's saying, I mean, Tom says, because that's what he says by the Tarumah. So take a look at, you can take a look at that Matthew printed, as I said, on the side of the page in most editions. I'd just like to begin. I sent out, you saw it, I sent out the next few Marmar Komas, because it's really a continuation. I could have made this one sheet. This is the beginning of Shir Lamed Aleph. Bein chaticha nasevela ef shel sochto. Okay. Again, in a certain sense, whether you say it your way, heads and tails are the same coin, or it's chaticha nasevela is predicated on ef shel sochto usher. Okay. In other words, we'll say again, some equate them and say it's the same thing. The language are interchangeable. All right. But if ef shel sochto is mutter, so then it'd be hard to say chaticha nasevela, because chaticha nasevela means that the issue is going to remain intact, right? So let's look again at that Gemara and the Rashi. We've seen already the Gemara a few times, okay? But each time we'll bring something new out of it. Again, there's all that Sugya and Kuf Ches and Aleph going over to Kuf Ches and Beis. So number one, in this source, Umay Kasovar. Okay, this is Rav by Efshel Sochto. So Gemara says, I Kasovar Efshel Sochto Mutter Amay Chaticha Nas and Devela. Again, the Gemara is saying Chaticha Nas is predicated Efshel Sochto Oser. Ela Kasovar Av Efshel Sochto Oser. Again, the case is milk spills on meat. Okay, a little bit of milk spills on a piece of meat. So we're going to say that the whole piece of meat becomes Oser. Because Chaticha Nas and Devela. Look in Rashi and Kuf Chesan of Source 2. Umay Kasovar Rav Efshel Sochto. Again, what's the case? The Isser Shenibla Behet. The Nosan Botam. Wasn't Shishim. Nosan Botam. The Osro. Now the chazer ubishala heter zen heter acher. Okay, and they built cooked this meat now with something else. She'efshar ha'isra ha'nivla v'zeh li'sachet mimenu. Okay, can be isolated, the way it was squeezed out, isolated as it were. But like cholik beheter achon, now it's going to spread in the whole second mixture. The ain bo kashir lesser achon, and it's not enough in that piece of whatever the isra is to aser the second tarovitz. The second tarovitz is more than shishim. Okay. So that's that by Efshel Sochto. So Gemara says, "Ikas." Look at Rashi next slide. Ikas. If Rav holds Hutar Gam Harishon Mipnei Shenifla to Isimenu, okay, that now the first piece is going to become Mutter as well. The first piece should become Mutter as well because Shenifla Neshenifla to Isimenu. Now Lechatchila Hu Da Oser Shein Ralin Sachatchila. You can't put it into a second Tarovis on purpose. It's mutter. It happened and it's mutter. Okay? That's the case, right? We have the case, right? The Rashi spelled in the first Rashi. Right? So now we're saying if you hold that Efshel Sochto mutter, so then that whole piece should become mutter, and certainly it's not going to ask for the rest of it. And so why should we say Chaticha Nas is the Vela? That's not true. Even that piece becomes mutter. So back to the Gemara. So Ella, because first line there, and then there's the bottom of Kukhesaman Aleph. So it says, Ella, Kosova Rab, what Rab, Efshel Sochto Osir, the Itmar, Rab, Rab, Chanina, Rab, Yochanan, Amar, Efshel Sochto Osir, Shmuel, Rishon, Rakish, Rishon, Rabbi, Rish Lakish, Amar, Efshel Sochto Osir. Okay? So, again, going back to Rashi, if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, look at the third Rashi into, if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, Amar, Chaticha, Nasavela, Efshel Sochto Mutter, Amar, Chalaka, Cherem, Shalok, Kim, Menukum, Vein, Lano, Lesser, Achi, Tena, Cholam, Tam bekulan, cholav or if it's whatever other iser, the lekalamem efshel sochto b'zeh v'livlo b'zeh, try kulan shav metav eizah heta eizah tasor. It's one package. So what's we also it's going to be mutter. The whole thing will be mutter. Ella connects Rashi kasava. We're talking about Rav. Mishenesra chaticha. Ella Rav holds that once that original chaticha becomes also shuv ein la heta b'schita, even if now you can quote unquote isolate it in a bigger tarov is too bad. It ain't la heta. Even what was mutter before, now the whole thing became osir. Leos kan shir goda lesser acherim harbe. Then it can also, let's remember the flip side. Okay, the flip side of saying that that you can isolate that piece and make it mutter is you can't isolate it. It cannot isolate it. Meaning it's not shishim against that piece, even in the second tarov. The whole second tarov is going to be osir. Okay, but if you can, then mutter afarishon. So Gemara asks. The summer Rav Efshel to also Eidmar Kazayis Busser Shenafel Toch Yorah Shel Cholov a Kazayis of meat fell into a big pot of milk. Omar Rav Busser Osser the meat's going to be Osser but the Cholov the milk can be Mutter. We spoke about this. Misalka Daitech Efshel Sof to Osser Cholov Amay Mutter. Why should the milk be Mutter? Cholov the Elohu right? They were talking about the milk because some of the milk we explained right. Some of the milk went in and then came back out right. Look at Rashi in 3. Cholov my Mutter. The little bit of milk that absorbed the meat became nevela. Shari neser. We spoke about that, right? So the milk comes out. It's minbimino lo bottle. So cholav nevelu zeshin nivlo v'nischad. It's cholav nevelu. So the Gemara concludes la olam kosav rav efshel sof to osu. Aye. So how come in that case? The milk that got absorbed by the meat cannot now turn around and usher the rest of the milk, right? So we talked about that. Exerus akosav shani also or kolo sausiku chayvah gedi also torah below cholav milk absorbed to meat can't usher other milk. Exerus akosav, okay, special din, okay, and it says Rashi, the last Rashi in 3, gedi also torah below cholav afilu cholav mutar afilu hayav also shir gadol says tam also below cholav so nami larav the cholav mutar. Okay, now. Any event, but the question which we're looking at here. So let's say it again, okay? The Gemara wants to know to summarize. The Gemara wants to know what was the shita of Rav, okay? Regarding chaticha, he says chaticha. We understand that chaticha nas nevela seems to have to go along with efshel sochto usher because if efshel sochto mutter, they can't say chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela means that not just the milk that was absorbed in there. The milk was all becomes usher forever, okay? And that's what Rav would seem to hold. And the Gemara wants to know, but again, because if Efshel Sochto Mutter, then you can't say, if Efshel Sochto Mutter, you can't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, okay? Because Chaticha Nas Nevela means that it's gonna remain also forever, okay? That whatever milk was absorbed in the meat is gonna stay there forever, and also, yeah, okay. So therefore, chatir, right? Chatir, that's what I meant before. Chatir nasavel is predicated on efshel sochto osir, and that's how I understand. That's how we explained it, okay? Now, if you take a look in Tosus, all right, Tosus on that daf, on Kufches Mod Aleph, source number four, Efshel Sokto Mutter, Pirish B'dieved, Inishchot Isin, Isbata Muteris, Imachaticha Shekvar Naseres. Aber Chatchila, Ein Ralas Inach Kedemirish Rekundra. It's fine. Those are reminded, only talking about a B'dieved level here. But the question now is, all right, so Chaticha Nas is the Vela, if we hold Chaticha Nas is the Vela, it's because it goes together with Efshel Sokto Oser. All right, good. So that other piece is never going to become mutter. That other piece is going to remain usher forever. Even though now it's in a big tarovis, it doesn't matter. That particular piece is going to remain usher. The question to examine now is, what if you don't say chaticha? What if by shari surim? You hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, by shari surim. There's no chaticha nas nevela. Can you still do, does that have to go with efshel sokto mutter? Or can you still maintain efshel sokto usher for that particular piece? You know what I'm asking? And that's what the Rishonim discussed. That's Nogea for Shari Surim. Again, according to Ephraim, So what about that original piece? That piece, Gufa? You hear the question?
Can we say EF Shalom Sokto? Or is the question saying the grant of this EF Shalom Sokto, EF Shalom Sokto is still usher even though we don't think about it? EF Shalom Sokto just means that it's physically it's impossible for us to reliably extract the thing, and therefore we can never.
Yeah, but that's what I stay away from the word extract. I said isolate. Halachic guys. You see, again, we'll make a difference in terms of this issue. I'm asking you, what if you had, let's say I believe there's no chaticha nas nevela. There's no chaticha nas nevela. Can I still be matter that can I still say that piece is going to remain usher even without
right? So the question is why would it remain usher, and then the question.
Well, let's see. Yeah,
however, right. You answer that, you would then have to figure out why this usher piece isn't polate, isn't being polate.
So you could argue simply that the two things have to go together, and that's it. That's what one could say.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to maintain the history on the original piece, the simplest way to say it is that we can't reliably extract it. Okay. I believe that's what the Rashba says.
Right. Okay, let's see what the Rashba says. So take a look. So the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer, okay, right, and also in the Bayis Aruch, both Bayis Aruch, 5 and 6. Look at the Rashba writes. Dvarim elu shemayinu she'ein chaticha she'neseres machos b'yus shari sur nas nevela ve'ein ha'seres ala v'cheshbon isu shebo. We call Mokom im nafal b'sof like there a cheres sheish pas shishim kedei levatel es shavulba ein hachaticha ba'atzma choseres lehetera l'visha isha shabra en niflat menu legamri. Rashba seems to hold here efshel sokto usher, even though he's saying there's no chaticha nas nevel. That's what he seems to say. We have to understand why, but that's what he says, right? He says ein hachaticha ba'atzma. That's Rashba. Ein hachaticha ba'atzma. Choseres lehetera lefisha isa sheba eno niflat legamri mena eno niflat besocha heta shebekdera. That piece is always going to remain usher. Is never going to come out completely. That's in the bias hakotzer. The bias haorach. Okay. He says in 6 we call mokamod or avzal bechaticha shivas beisur veachar kach nafla osa chaticha der sheish pashish malatla afilu hachi he atzma asura. Okay. And again, a few lines later. Okay, exactly the split you just identified, Aaron. Right? The Rashba says the Rapashit. That piece remains Osir, but it doesn't become a Nevela insofar as Osiring the rest of the things in the pot. Okay, the Rashba makes that split. Okay, and towards the end, he writes, Nimtza, lefi shita sabino Ephraim zal, the chatichas bosa shenofa latipas cholav, the yesh bosa tipik deli tantamos achdicha, he atmanas in the vela, that's by bosa cholav. Im nofla bainlik desh or bosa bainlik desh cholav, oseris mishir kula, it now falls into another pot, whether the other pot is meat or milk, doesn't matter. It's mishar against kula, shakula nas is guf shal iser. Avo Bishari Surin, says the Rashba, Eina oseres elafi cheshma isa sheba. Umikol makom hi atzma asura. So Rashba makes the split. Right? You see? Now, comes the Torah, in our, in, not here, but in Simchot Vav, comes the Torah, and quotes this Rashba. It quotes the Rashba. And he writes in, v'eini mevin dvar. What was he talking about? Okay? V'eini mevin dvar. The kevan shakol mitzdarif levatlo. A korchatam misbalba bakulo. The kevan shmisbalba bakulo. Him came his batel. The Torah says, what are you talking about? What's going on here? Okay? The Torah says, no. He says, he disagrees with Rashba. He says, there's no chaticha nasis devela. Right? Which means, so therefore, what does that mean? That means in the second mixture, we say that the flavor or whatever was absorbed in that first piece of meat is spreads throughout everything. Okay, so if it spreads throughout everything, it's this batel, meaning even that original piece should become mutter. Right? If you hold not chatichanas nevela, that we're only isolating that one little, whatever, that's a little, whatever amount of issur fell in, right? He says, kevan shakol mitzdar b'batel, al karcha atam misbal b'bukulo. That's because the flavor is spreads throughout the whole thing. The cane is bubble cool, and cane is bottle. Yeah, that's the that's the tour, right? So the Beis Yosef say, I print over here at 8, defends the Beis Yosef there in Simchot Kuvav, defends the Rashba, and he writes in the third line after quoting the Torah, "Ain't no vani omer she'ain't a mevindi barbeno." I don't understand the Torah. I don't understand what the Torah is so convinced about. He says. Shakosav the kevin shakom mitzav rata al korcha tamis baba v'kula komar kol tama isu b'lo v'chaticha zum is baba cholachtis v'menayim al achrich ken. How does he know that? Who says that the piece of the thing spreads around? Deim itzachin shishim kinegah kol isu eimi shomraya da'avafilim bor lanu she'ena kol mitzvash baba al mitzvichim shishim kinegah kulan. Okay, sometimes we always need shishim in certain rules like the kachal, we count it, you know. Anyway, at the end, brings rayas, and at the end of the day, he says that he thinks the Rashba is right, and there's no hechrich to say that just because we're going to require or going to allow shishim in the second tarovis against the piece, that it means because the piece spread throughout everything and it's in spato. It's not, and in that within that original piece, it stays intact. So therefore, it's that piece is never going to become mutter. He doesn't understand why the Torah is the big problem with it. So he says, in effect, defends the Rashba. So I just want to share with you. The Nekuda Samachok, as the Rav Soloveitchik explained it, we'll finish up with today. The Rav explained it this way. It's actually, you know, looking at Kodesh Baruch Sefer, Rav Shechter said it differently, which is not a question. You know, the Rav may have said two different Birim, two different times. Okay. One, there is an issue of when does Bittul take place? Okay, you have a Tarovis. Okay. Do we say that there's yesh bittul only, and some hold that the only time there's bittul in tarovis is betchilas hatarovis, when the mixture first happens, that's when the bittul has to take place. Ain't bittul el betchilas hatarovis, and that's the halacha, okay? And therefore, if there was no bittul at the beginning, then it's impossible to mivatul later on. All right. Now, if you hold like that, okay, then we understand. All right, that's exactly what the Torah is saying. All right, there was no bittul when this drop of chaleb or chazafat, whatever it is, got absorbed into this piece. There's no bittul. So the fact that later on it got mixed with something else, not going to help for that piece. It's not going to help for that piece. Right, that's because ain't bittul al-bechabib b'tchilas ha-tarovet. And others, well, oh no, yesh bittul b'tchilas ha-tarovet. So then, efshel sokta mutter. The machlokas with efshel sokta also, efshel sokta mutter here, revolves around whether it's yesh bittul Was it a yesh bittul rak b'tchilas ha-tarovis? Or no, there's bittul even later on, right? In other words, some say in order for bittul work, it has to be the forbidden item has to be bittul immediately. And if it wasn't bittul immediately, then it's going to stay intact. That's the question. So that's one suggestion as to the nekudas ha-machlokas. Okay? The second, I understand that as well, but this I think Rav Shechter wrote it from the Rav. Okay? Is there bittul for part of a piece? You look always at a piece at one entity or not. Okay? In other words, you could argue that you can't be mevatel an entire chaticha, but can you still be mevatel a piece or something that's in part of the chaticha? Right? Whether it's bittul in part of the chaticha. And it was this bittel going on an entire piece. It has to be an entire piece. So can you have bittel even, quote unquote, in chatzi chaticha, right? Or chatzi, I mean half literally, but in part of chaticha. So, right? In other words, there was a blia in this piece. So now, if we don't say chaticha nas nevela, we could still say, at least according to the Rashbam, we could still say efshel sochto oser, because you can't, there's not going to be any bittel on part of it. Since this blia is inside this piece of meat, so now the hagam that this meat got mixed up in a pot that had 60 other pieces, but that piece itself, not 60 other pieces, but the 60 shishim against the original chazer, the original iser, okay? So then you can't isolate it. I'm using isolate again. I don't want to use it to confuse it, but it's the same idea. In other words, you can't have bittel on part of a piece. And since there's not enough to be about the entire piece, so then that original piece is going to remain oser. There's ein bittel al chatzi chaticha. Bittel has to go on an entire piece. So therefore, when you have the second tarovas, hagam that there's enough meat in the second mixture to mevatel that piece of chelev that fell in, yeah, but it's not enough to mevatel that piece. You know, so therefore, efshel sochto oser.
Why do you be mevatel the entire piece if we're only being shot, if the only iser is the baluva?
Because again, there is an opinion that there's no bittel b'chatzi chaticha. You can't be mevatel. Each piece is...
Who says we're trying to be mevatel chatzi chaticha?
No, because how do you... Because it's mevat... You can't split up a chaticha. If you want to argue, you can say that there's enough in the second mixture that it's not going to asa the second mixture. Okay? Because there's more than shishim against that piece. But in terms of now, say the bittel will apply to that piece also, the only way you can do that is if you say, I'm not considering the whole piece, only considering the part of the piece where the blia is, so to speak.
Why is that?
You follow?
I don't quite follow, because
I didn't quite get it either, but that's what I think. I think that you can't, in other words, this piece is not going to answer the rest of the pieces, but the way I understand it, is that if, in order to say that this piece is going to become mutter, then you have to say that all the rest of the contents of the pot knock out that blia. But since that blia is in a piece, you can't knock it out by itself. You can't knock it out. You got to consider the whole piece. It's not going to asa the rest of the pieces. But that's what it means, whether it's blia or chalachatzi chaticha. You follow what I'm saying?
So, but what that means is that in general, whenever there's an Isser Balua, you can never be Mevatel.
In effect. Right. You can't isolate it. And that's Efshel Sochto Oser. I mean, this is a suggestion that that's a Machlokes. That's a Machlokes Rashba on the tour. He says, no, so who says? Nothing doing. It's not true. Okay. It can be Mevatel. Right. But, you know, what's interesting is that the common denominator, whichever approach you like, okay, the common denominator is that there remains the ablia within the chaticha. Okay, in other words, if you hold efshel sochto mutter, okay, still all the ablia didn't come out, just that it's enough came out that allows for bittel. Okay, either because yesh bittel, even after tchilas atarovas, or there's bittel for chatzi chaticha. Okay, but some of the blia still remains in, that's all. But by Basar B'Cholov, let's remember again, so why by Basar B'Cholov? Why don't we say the same idea by Basar B'Cholov? Why by Basar B'Cholov should we say there's the Chatira Nas Nevela and so on? So the answer is because by Basar B'Cholov, the regular, we explained this before, the regular column of Bittel don't work, okay? So even if you hold Ein Bittel Ela B'Tchilas HaTarovas, all right, by Bas Ruchal, we're looking into Bishul, okay? So even if you hold that there can be Bittul later on, and there's Yesh Bittul, even in a later stage, right? You don't need it to happen at first. The question is, it could still be, it might still be considered Bishul. In other words, it might still be considered, what Bas Ruchal is an issue of Bishul, right? Say it again. If you're done, by Basar B'Cholov, we have to be done whether there's Bishul or not. Yeah, so even B'Tchilas HaTarovas, even B'Tchilas HaTarovas, okay, even by B'Tchilas HaTarovas, there still is Bishul. Right? And therefore, there's going to be an issue. Even as Mabata later, it's not going to help because there already was Bishul. Yeah. Is that right? That makes sense? I think that's how the Rav said it. Now, even if Petchilas HaTarovis, there was an Asinas Tam, so then that's going to be considered Bishul and therefore Usur. Even if you hold, right, that's why you're not going to be able to matter it with some bittul later on. Either way, the point of the original mixture is there's enough for bishul. If you hold by chatzi chaticha, it's also going to be bishul. All right, I have to give that to. Let me think that last point out further. But anyway, that's how the Rav said the Kudus Machokus was either the question of Efshel Sof to Mutter, Efshel Sof to Aser. The Machokus is could revolve around whether this needs to be Bittel Taka by Tchilas HaTarovis, and if you don't have it, then it never become Bittel. That's Efshel Sof to Aser. Or no, any time the Bittel can apply, that's not to be Tchilas HaTarovis. Or it could revolve around the question of whether it's bitul by chatzia chaticha. Behold, there is bitul by chatzia chaticha, so then it means efshel softo is going to be mutter. Okay, and behold, ain't bitul by chatzia chaticha, efshel softo also. I'll look again, trying to understand why by Bosh Vachol would be different. Let me just finish up. I just printed in these mamakomas, in the numbers 9 and 10. What we discussed already a number of times, the Tosas and Nida, Samach Alvin Beis, and the Rosh there in Hilchas Kalai Begadim Simon Hay, right? That the Tosas writes, Diva Maschel Beged Shaobar Bokilayim, Nida Samach Alvin Beis, 9. Yeshlomo Dol Shach, Bito Brovel, Kashisim Ruv Beheter, right? That's only Beisim and Heter, has to be a clash, okay? That has to be a clash. And the Rosh is I by Bosu Chalav is not a clash, because they're both Mutter, okay? But yes, Shine Hassim, Derek Bishol, Sator, Velo Mikro, Bosu Chalav, Velona, Sin's Tom. All right, so I'll have to see why. I'll clarify again. Why by Bosu Chalav is different according to this double, twin possible way of learning what the Machokas of Shosok to Mutter is about. You just look, and I'll finish with this for today. Number 11, you look in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Dalid. Lo Amru Chaticha Asman Avela El Bosu Chalav Alo B'Shari Sur Kigon Kazayis Chalav. That's the tour, not like the Rashba. Okay, that is the tour, not like the Rashba. That's what he says here in some Sadi Bay Siv Dalad. Okay, but here I printed what we referred to earlier in 12 Sim Kuvov Siv Alad. It says Chaticha Shabola is of Ainbo Shishim Vatlo Shnuf like Dera. Why? And as it says in print, that's the Rashba. So in our siman in Sadi Beis, he seems to pass like the tour against the Rashba, and in Siman Kufav, he passes like the Rashba against the tour. And he adds at the end, the locomotion cause of the Elson Sari Beis, Daf Osa Chaticha Mutaris. All right. And as the Baragola says in Os Gimel, he changes his mind. That's a simple way of learning it. The Taz by us in Sivkot and Yud says, yeah, this is the correct way. And we'll continue from here. There's Hashem. Okay. So we know that tomorrow I'll go over just the end why Bosu Chalav will be different according to those two reasons. But I'll continue from over here and we'll finish up about Efshel Solto. Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay? All right, we'll stop over here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Welcome. I'll send you the recording, Bez Hashem.